I'm talking to Bill Hubbard, who's the head of the Center for Research Communications. He's the JISC Research Communications Strategist. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Thanks for talking to us. Can you tell us a bit about your role?
Sure. I'm the head of a new research centre at the University of Nottingham, the Centre for Research Communications. This is a group that's been set up to look at and take part in some of the quite exciting new developments in scholarly communication that have been developing over the past few years, most particularly with regard to open access. This is an area that myself and my team have been active in for the past 6 years through the Sherpa partnership. And we've been looking at the development of open access repositories within institutions to help institutions rather get their research more widely read and more widely cited.
Okay. Can I just, for those that don't know about what a repository is it the same as a database? Is it different?
It's slightly different. A typical open access institutional repository, such as I think that you're building with RADAR, typically takes in research results and other materials and makes these openly accessible to anybody with an internet connection. This means that the contents are free for anybody to read and reuse.
Okay.
Now, this includes typically full text of the article. So this isn't just some sort of publications database where you can look up the title and an abstract. The purpose of this open access movement, which has been gaining strength over the past 10 years, is to actually make the full text of research articles freely available. This means that their readership is vastly increased. You get a far wider readership because an awful lot of people that were unable to afford a subscription to the journal now have access to the full text of the article.
Okay.
This means that the readership goes up. With the readership going up, the use of the material goes up. With the use of the material, the citations also go up. So in addition to actually getting your research more widely read and more widely used and more quickly read and more quickly used, you also have the personal benefit of seeing your own citations rise. Various studies have been done across different fields, and typically the citations go up by about 100%. In some fields, there's actually evidence to show that citations rise 300%. It's a significant effect.
Okay. And what are other universities doing? Is everyone following this sort of strategy? Or?
Pretty much now, yes. For the past 6 years, I've been active with my team in a project called Sherpa. Sherpa started in 2003 and helped a lot of the research-led universities, a lot of the Russell Group universities, put together repositories, and it acted as a self-help group to get these things established. And over the past 6 years, we've seen a rise in repositories such that now virtually the whole of the research base of the UK is now covered. The amount of institutional repositories, I think, has now risen to something over 80 in the UK. We run a service called Open Door, which is a quality assured list which acts as a directory for all of the open access repositories in the world. And we now have well over 1,000 entries. So this isn't just a UK higher education phenomenon. It's not just a UK phenomenon. This is an international, global phenomenon. One of the advantages of open access repositories and the way that they've developed is that they're far more, as I said, than just a research publications database. They're actually share a way of exposing the metadata, the bibliographic details about their content. They share these in a kind of a global network, so that if you go to a service such as the Institutional Repository Search project, which has been developed by MIMAS at the University of Manchester, or even if you just use something like Google, when you search one repository, you're actually searching all of them, so that this repository network acts as a virtual global repository of research information. For academics that put their material into an institutional repository, they're actually contributing to this large global repository, so that people searching that global repository will find worldwide research quickly, easily, and full text.
Okay. And the place of RADAR, where does that fit in the Oxford Brookes system? How does that?
RADAR fits in very well as being the Oxford Brookes institutional repository, exposing Oxford Brookes research to the world. and with a consequent increase in readership and we would hope citation. I think it's very exciting what Oxford Brookes is doing with Radar in also incorporating teaching and learning material and having a wider spread of material in this. Certainly open access to teaching and learning material is something that's equally been developing over the past few years, and I think it's a very exciting and very maybe sometimes challenging, but a very exciting development.